On Tuesday, President Trump decided to delay a new round of 10% tariffs on $160 billion worth of Chinese goods. The president said he delayed the tariffs to avoid raising prices during the holiday shopping season. The tariffs will now go into effect on December 15th. While Mattel and Hasbro stock both rose after the tariff postponement was announced, the toy industry is just one of the many that will feel the effects of the tariffs once they are implemented. Ann Kinsley is the owner of Play, an independent toy store that has two locations in Chicago. Ann, thanks for joining us.
Hello from Chicago.
So as the owner of an independent toy shop, how did you feel when you heard that the proposed tariffs had been postponed until December 15th?
There was definitely a relief. You know, we're coming into our busiest season of the year, and to have to deal with price increases right before that was nerve-wracking.
Let's talk a little bit about how, I mean, the tariffs have only been postponed. If they had been implemented on September 1st, how would they have impacted your business?
Well, I think what's been happening is just the uncertainty hasn't provided good information. So a lot of our manufacturers are sending out emails and letters saying that they're not certain how it will affect them either, thus kind of leading us to this place of not knowing exactly when and how the price increases will go into effect. So I do think that you would have seen some price increases, and leading into your busiest time of the year, that's definitely, you know, an anxious place to be.
The president said that he did this specifically to lessen the blow, if you will, for holiday shopping. How you said that there might have been some price increase if these tariffs had gone into place, but how important are holiday sales for you, an independent toy store owner, and for other independent small businesses?
The holiday season makes or breaks us. We do 25% of our business for the entire year in a 3-week period of time. So, you know, the idea of a price increase or even bad weather, it can really make or break a small business. There's a lot of pressure on the holiday season for us.
What percentage of the toys, of your toys, of the toys that you sell, do you think are made in China?
You know, I think it's a pretty high percentage. I don't have an exact number, but I would say 75% of what we carry is made in China at this stage.
That's a pretty high percentage. I mean, what does that have to do with the fact that the American toy manufacturing industry is just not existing? Is it too expensive? Why do you think that is?
There's definitely some amazing American-made products that we carry and we're proud to have in the store. But I think in general, it's expensive to produce in America. So everybody wants something for less, and that doesn't always mean you can also have it made in America, unfortunately.
Well, let's talk about that, because wanting something for less for a lot of Americans means going to places like Walmart or Target or online. If the tariffs were implemented, and again, they're just temporarily postponed here, will they make it harder for you to compete with those stores?
I think so. I think it's definitely harder for a small business to swallow those increased costs, you know, where maybe a larger company could handle that with a little more ease than we could. You know, our margins are slim, and our manufacturers' margins are slim, so they can't eat those costs either. So at some point, they're going to have to trickle down to the consumer.
And I mean, let's say the tariffs are implemented after the holiday season. I mean, you're still concerned that that could have an impact on your bottom line.
Definitely. Yeah, this is, like you said, this is just a delay. It's not necessarily off the table.
What about the uncertainty here? I mean, we talked a little bit about that. Will the fact that we don't know what's happening down the road prevent you from growing your business in the future?
You know, we just opened a second location last year, so the thought of growth is fresh on my mind. And yeah, that definitely kind of plays into where we go from here. Is the increased cost of goods means that something has to give. You know, you can't grow while you're also raising prices and competing against the internet and all that kind of thing. So it's definitely puts us in a hard spot.
Ann Kinsley is the owner of Play, an independent toy store with two locations in Chicago. Ann, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.